What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you 6 feet away from some undisclosed locations. So I can't tell you where we are, but you still should be able to hear us, and we hope that we can put some naughty nothings and some entertainment into your eardrums. Speaking of entertainment in your eardrums, I can't do this alone. No matter how hard I try, I won't do this alone. So, let me introduce... Play that part right there. The crew. Coming at you from your left earlobe, like the man that puts the sounds through your eardrums, like to call him the one, the only. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like 45 to the big lie.
That big stick. All right. And you guys know we're here for one reason. We're here for one reason only. And it is the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's really looking forward to tonight's show. To tonight's show. But also, I'm thinking that you're going above and beyond to please your fans.
To give the people what they want, my brother. Give the people what they want. And
That's what you're doing. You're giving the people what they want.
Thank you for those kind words. Hopefully the others can take note and understand. Maybe they can do some on-the-job training. They can learn. Speaking of learning, we have to go to the guy who's... this is a special treat for us in the middle of the show. Usually he's working on assignment. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a virgin on prom night because my Buccaneers are playing at home tomorrow.
Oh,
the Bucks.
Yeah.
Woo! Wow, good job.
Perfect. Super Bowl champions, baby.
That's old news, dude. That was last year. You can't talk about the hit about that.
Well, you
still
can talk about that.
Champions,
they still are champions.
We lose the title. We're still the champs.
Well, then I can just say the Raiders are a champ from 1984. Right?
They're the current champs.
Sorry,
the current champs.
Hasn't been introduced. The voice that's jumping all in there hadn't been introduced. He is our resident crack fright packer researcher. She is Billis. Billis, how you sticking?
I am sticking like sweat to my skin.
That's
I've been outside all day and was hot.
Oh, nice.
Well, yes. You know, I haven't been, I'm not a doctor and I've never been to medical school because they wouldn't let me in. But I'm thinking sweat is a good thing for.
To do when it's hot.
It make your body don't explode, right?
Correct.
It cools.
And now to go ahead and round out this resistance fighters that we have on this special occasion, this special treat. We've heard her before on the show and we're backed by the popular demand all the way from the other side of the country or midway of the country. We call it Pennsylvania.
Yes.
This is the beautiful, the lovely Kimberly. Kimberly, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a pierogi. Coming to you from Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Is that what a pierogi is?
No.
Pierogies are really popular in Pittsburgh. And if you know anything about the Pittsburgh Pirates, you know that midway through the game, I think it's fifth inning, there's a very famous pierogi race around the lovely PNC Park.
I didn't know that.
I love pierogies.
Was that a inadvertent cow chip that we just learned today?
Yeah, pierogies is. I think so.
Pierogies are like dumplings, aren't they?
Pierogies.
Basically,
they're like ravioli. They're like ravioli.
Potato filled ravioli.
Ooh.
Well,
sometimes
there's sauerkraut. There's all kinds.
Oh, okay. Wait, hold on a second. I'm not going to bite on your little pierogi race, but are y'all copying off the people that in Milwaukee with the sausage races?
Probably, or they're copying off of us.
Yeah, they're probably copying. They went, oh, we don't have any pierogies, so we'll have a sausage race. Yeah.
What came first, the pierogi or the sausage?
Exactly, Gasman. Gasman asked that question, which I was going to ask. Which came first?
I think it was the president's race, the Nationals. Yeah.
Oh. Everybody copies that, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was just unique to...
No, they have some kind of race at the Rays games, too. I don't remember what it is.
It's Pennsylvania.
Isn't the Rays one, though? It's like 7-Up and Pepsi.
Yeah, it's drinks.
And Dr. Pepper racing at the Rays games.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that right. That makes a lot of sense. And now, so forget that little cow chip. That's not a cow chip.
Got me.
Everybody has races now. All right?
Everybody has a race.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Forget that cow chip.
Uncow that chip. Yeah, really. Yeah, so, ladies and gentlemen, this is the number one award-deserving show of the Spike on the Mic show, and I just give you guys, just tell you who our resistance fighters are for this premier awesome show. There might be some programming changes in the future. We don't know. So I have to talk to the staff off camera or off mic about how do
somebody got a 5-day-a-week gig.
Oh, come on. Come on. Let's not reveal much now.
I was wondering, do we not date since the time this thing anymore?
Do you notice the clock looks a little different? Doesn't even show the correct time.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then since we're doing that, I can say the only road trip where you can call us.
Sure.
You can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Absolutely.
That's 813-699-3900 because we love people to call and drive the show. You guys give us a call. And if by chance we don't answer, please
leave us a message.
And we will address that at the next Spike on the Mic.
Yeah. Somebody will get chewed out for not answering the phone.
Yeah.
Your call is very important to us. Please remain on the line.
Yes.
We have Clara on the board, and Clara and Philip taking the phones, and sometimes they go on break. So, be patient with them. All right. Speaking of more housekeeping, I have to let you guys know about this show. This show, we talk about three things.
Oh my God! Three spices things. And things:
the past, the present, and the future.
Got that weekly exercise in, and I don't know whether I'm fading in or out because I have show prep in front of me. Oh, right, there I go.
We're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Oh, I see.
It's not true, but give us a call and give us a try anyway. So, with that being said, we have to talk to our sponsors.
Oh, okay. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, and importantly, I didn't watch Sunday's race this week, so I don't know if we have free pickles or not. But if Chase Elliott came in the top 10, there'll be free fried pickles.
What happens if he wins his race, Daddy?
Oh, then there'll be free boneless wings when you buy boneless wings. Or when you buy any wings, actually.
When you buy any wings. Get 10 free boneless with any purchase of wings.
But only if you mention it.
Yeah.
Mention the Spike in the Mic Show.
go to participating Hooters and mention that you heard it. Matter of fact, every time you go to Hooters, mention that you heard this on the Spike on the Mike show.
On the Spike on the Mike show, because they miss us. They love us. We haven't done the show there for many weeks now.
Right, right. And if by chance, ask for free fried pickles. You know, no hurt, no harm, no foul if you don't
ask. Exactly, yes. And if Chase Elliott didn't come in the top 10, Spike will pay for it. Yeah, I mean, that's just beautiful.
I'm thinking the microphone went out.
I'm going to go to the Hooters and watch the Bucks game tomorrow, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
I think I got baseball.
You better get there early if you're going to get a seat.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true. All right, well, now that we got 13th. All that. What's that? What was 13?
He came in 13th.
That was last week.
Oh yeah, that was last week.
Who was the race?
Nobody watched this week yet.
Nobody's watched this week yet,
yes.
Jim.
Kim. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry.
So yeah, we're gonna
You're making this difficult, Kim.
We're gonna have to go ahead and give her a title. We call her Barney Five, just joking out.
Barney Five? Yeah.
Yeah, Barney Five.
Barney Five.
Yeah. just stepping on crack pipe.
Good stick.
Yeah.
Speaking of NASCAR, last week's race was won by a tall person for the first time.
Yes.
1960s.
There you go.
Bubba.
Bubba Wallace.
Yes. Bubba Wallace. Yes, sir.
Who is now being sponsored by the one Michael Jordan. They've won the first race, although it was a rain delayed race.
Rain shortened the race.
Yep. He was in the first place when the rain.
Exactly. When they said, hey, this stuff is over. He won.
So what do we get for that?
We get free ribs.
Free ribs on
side of watermelon.
That's it. Shut up. We gotta Thank get you. Something for Thank that.
You. Thank you. I love you.
Wow. There we go. All right. Well, yeah. Try that. Try that. You can even see a Spike on the Mic say that when a tall person wins a NASCAR race, free ribs.
Free ribs, yes. You know, I wish they had ribs at Hooters. I've asked them, and they just refuse.
Yeah, really? What'd you say, voice?
I don't think they have them there.
No, they don't.
Ribs.
But you can get Daytona-style wings, which are...
Well, that would be appropriate.
Yeah.
Ribbish.
What are Daytona-style wings?
They are finesse. They are good. I'll try to say a big word. They're tall.
They're not breaded. They're
blackened.
Kind of a little bit barbecue.
Blackened. I like that. Blackened. That'd be good.
Real blackened with like real blackened spices? Are you just making this up?
No, it is. It's blackened and it has a fancy kind of flavor to it. It's
called Cajun-ish?
Jerk? One of them.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah. Yes.
Daytona
style Spike is a jerk, yes.
Give it a shot. All right, so with all that being said, now it is time for Couch Up News.
Oh.
I was going to go do something, but I got to hang around for Couch Up
News. Oh, you got to, yeah.
Oh, well, appreciate you. Should have asked you to go to the bathroom before the show started, but never mind. You should punish him in private.
I thought you wore diapers now, Steve.
And all right.
Next week for sure.
Okay.
Our cow chip news, not to be confused with the salami race
I like that.
Pierogi.
Pierogi race.
Yeah. Salami, bologna.
Serious. Well, back in 1932, ladies and gentlemen, there was a candy bar that contained three separate candy bars in one wrapper. One was a chocolate nougat.
Yes.
The other one contained a vanilla nougat. And the third one contained a strawberry nougat. But during World War II, the American candy makers had to ration out their chocolates or their favorites. So they came up with just one flavor for this now famous candy bar known as the Three Musketeers.
Nice.
Wow. Wow. Oh, that's why they came up with the three.
Yeah.
Well, Billy, you raised your hand as though you knew this.
She did.
Well, I didn't know it, but I figured it out. Three nougat little bits in one wrapper. I'm like, this has to do with Three Musketeers. Yeah. It's got to be it.
Yes. So little known fact, you can walk around there and say, hey, did you guys know in 1939, the Three Musketeers bars used to have three different flavors? Like the, what's that thing called? Napoleon ice cream?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Napoleon ice cream.
Yeah. No, that's correct.
They should bring that back.
They should.
But the Napoleon ice cream, they still have that, don't
they? No,
the three different. The three nougats. Here's the three different flavors.
The three nougats.
Oh, well, maybe we'll
get it. It'll be a hit.
I think so. Yeah, really. So who can we contact? Maybe I'll look into the
Hershey's.
Is it Hershey's?
I don't know. Mars.
That wasn't part
Stephen
of the couch.
Colbert ought to be able to fix it. Yeah.
Actually,
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
It is the
why?
It's the Mars Corporation. So
we're sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Wait, what is that? Did somebody get mad or did we try to get a call?
No. I spit beer onto the buttons.
Oh, whoa.
Three Musketeers is Mars.
Yes, that's what, yeah, that is Mars. So maybe we'll send a note to the Mars people and say, hey, here's an idea. We guys should go back
capitalize to on this.
Right, and maybe they can put Three Musketeers and the Spike on the Mic show. Featured by the Spike on the Mic, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, yeah, featured.
All right, now since the Voice of Reason is back, it is now time for us to do the big A word of the day.
Oh, I hope the buttons work.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Ooh, ooh.
Billy, oh, she did the oh, ooh.
Yes.
No, we're supposed to punish in private, but you came in a little fast on them. You came a little bit offbeat on that one because I was just ready to go. I was getting ready to go to raise the roof, but you had already did it. I went like, ooh, ooh, out. So
see, I do it literally at the same moment every, or at least what I'm hearing, it's the same moment every week. And then you tell me something different. It came in late. And then last week you said I was perfect. And then this week you said I was early.
Well, you know, that's kind of the way Spike's mind works.
Yeah. All right, how about this?
This is the Spike on the Mic show.
No, no, no. Listen, because we are a democracy, let's get a second opinion. Voice of Reason, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. All right. All right. Could you bend over, please, so that Steve can speak?
So you noticed I wasn't paying any attention.
All right. I suggested Billy came in a little fast that time. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Way too fast. I mean, it's like a sonic boom. Boom.
I know. Billy. Yeah.
I'm here. I'm coming in fast.
Right.
Listen, I don't make this stuff up. I'm just telling you how it happens. All right.
Yeah.
Did you give the word of the day yet?
Here comes the big
not
A
the word. Actual word. No.
No.
Okay.
It is time for the big A word of the day.
But you're going to look it up real quick.
No,
I'm not going to look it up.
He's right. Already. You don't think he prepares for hours and hours before the show?
Studying words?
All right,
yeah.
Pull it. All right, so this, ladies and gentlemen, what we're doing is I'm trying to educate the resistance fighters. So every week that we come up, I come in, I give them a big A word of the day, and I play it three times, and every time we play it three times, you guys listen to it.
All right.
And I'm going to ask you, do you know what it is? And you give me a yes or a no answer, because we're going to reveal what the big A word is at the end of the show to keep the people listening. All right, and here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The big A word of the day is
vestige. Vestige. Vestige.
Now, I know what that is.
Right. Oh, so I asked the voice reason. So you know what it is, yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Billy's?
Yes. And it's V-E-S-T-I-G-E, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. V-E-S-T-I-G-E. Yes. All right.
You're not allowed to look it up, Kim.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to look it up.
Here's gas man.
I've heard of it, but I'm not quite sure about the meaning.
Right, Kim?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right, and PWs?
Yes, I do know it.
Yes. Oh, man, this really isn't a giant big A word of the day then, because...
No, no.
They have to what? Know.
No, some of us are really smart.
Thank you, Pito. Well,
some of us aren't.
Yeah. Wow.
So, yeah, like okay, Kim and Gasman.
Not very smart.
But we reveal what the big word of the day is at the end of the show. That's Someone will probably have to remind me. So around the 50 o'clock hour, let me know, all right? So with that being said, I think it's time to do Topic Changing Music. God, we're way late.
Way late? What are you talking about? This is just the first topic. The first topic shouldn't start until right now.
All right, I'm going to start this topic here. I'm going to have two in one. And I like to call these topics, Court is Now in Session.
Court is Now in Session.
All right, so what I'm going to do is you guys are now judge, jury, and executionist. So I need you guys.
Executionist.
It's a huge executionist.
Wow. Yeah, just give me your how you.
Who do we get to hang?
How you would rule on these particular cases.
Okay.
The first docket I like to call is No One Saw This Coming.
No One Saw This Coming?
Docket number one. All right. There's a guy, and I said his name, and I read his name, I'm going to mess it up, but I'm going to go ahead and do it anyway. It's called him Mario Restrepo. We call him
Mario Restrepo.
Like, what's it called? Mario Rest, okay? He lives in Los Angeles, California. Now, you guys are the judge and jury on this thing there. He is, he went to a psychic because his ex-girlfriend put a curse on him, and he went to a psychic and wanted her to remove the curse.
Yeah.
So that he would have a happy marriage into his next up and coming wedding.
Yeah,
right?
Or just have a happy life. Yeah.
So he went on a Google search and he found a psychic who on her website, her name was Sophia Adams. Her site said that she was a PhD life coach.
All right. And she could remove evil curses.
Right. Doing the tarot reading cards. Adam, Sophia said that Rest, he has a bad luck serum all over his vibes that his girlfriend put on him and that this is going to affect his upcoming wedding. Well, he paid her a lot of money for her to remove this curse.
$11?
Same thing, wedding curse.
That's a lot of money.
He paid her $5,100.
$5,100?
Or to remove this curse on his wedding. Well, it didn't work. So he went on and had the wedding, and his marriage has been nothing but turmoil. I guess that's what he's saying. He's had a lot of anxiety and anxious and restless nights. So now he is suing Sophia Adams for damages of $25,000.
No.
Plus...
Oh, yeah, I get it.
The damages because he's also including in this lawsuit Sophia's husband, the daughter, the landlord of the business of the suit because they all knew that she was wrongfully giving out taking advantage of clients and giving out information. Now the question I have to the resistance fighters, how would you rule in this particular case? And I'll start out with you. PWs, how do you rule? Do you rule with Rest or Adams? Adams is a psychic.
Yeah, I rule with Rest.
Right? Okay, so
I hate those psychics.
All right, Guess, man, how was your ruling on this?
I have a little bit of experience. I once worked with a girl who claimed she was a witch. And she said she was going to cast a spell on me so I wouldn't be attracted to her anymore because she was smoking hot. So she put the spell on me and then I was more attracted to her. So it didn't work. Anyway, I would go with...
That sounds like a correct answer. Yeah.
Did you sue her?
No, I didn't, but no, I didn't sue her. No, I wouldn't use that word.
Yeah,
I pursued her. No, but I would go with the psychic. I mean, if he's dumb enough to give her the money, man, she should keep it.
Okay. Kimberly, you're new to this
process.
There we go. Good word. Process. How would you rule in this particular case?
Oh, no, this is hard.
You want to take a nap or something?
A psychic is always taking advantage of somebody who's easily duped and somebody's super desperate and vulnerable, and that's not good. So I think I'm going to side with him.
With Rest Man?
Yeah, that sounds correct.
I mean, it's like a stupid thing for him to invest his money in. He's being dumb, but being dumb is not, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Which he did is a bad thing.
Thank you. Hey, Billy's, what say you?
I am siding with the psychic. That's most psychics actually, well, I don't know what rules there are in the state that they're in, but I think most psychics even have to say that it's for entertainment purposes and things like that. And he went to a psychic. What did he actually expect?
Well, I tell you, he expected the curse to be removed. Right?
And then he has to prove in a court of law that he still has a curse. And then sure, maybe that's and if it's not removed, then maybe Restrepo should get his money.
Oh, okay. Voice of reason?
All right, Spike. At first, I thought 25 was too much because he only paid her 5,000. So like a money back would be good, except for this is a marriage and the consequences are much more serious than just what he initially paid her.
Yeah.
He may be going through more than $25,000 worth of damage.
Ooh.
All right. But then I started to think about it and I've got a question.
Go ahead. Answer.
Did the psychic try the best that she could? I mean, if she really tried her best, okay, she did everything she could to try.
I found an article about it. Let me see if it says anything.
Yes, see, the psychic. Psychics. All they can do with the cards say.
No, you can. Yeah, but it's how you read them. And she was just like taking a day off, sort of just coasting,
right?
He should get his money back. But if she tried the best she could, that's all you can ask of anybody.
All right. So everybody kept saying I side with Rest or I side with Adam.
Yeah.
The person that...
Oh, you're right. You're right. This is a court of law. I'm judge, jury, and executioner. Yes. Right.
So I guess the question is, do you give Rest the $2,500?
His restitution? Yeah.
No, I'm only giving him his $5,000. That's all right. I'm giving him.
Right, and Billy, you said you give Rest. What would you give Rest?
No, I don't think I would give him anything. I think I would throw the case out.
Right, and Kim, what would you say?
She's with the stupid guy. Like,
yeah, I kind of was because it's a predatory business. I don't dig that.
So you give him $2,500, $25,000?
Sure, why not? Ugh. I think people should be discouraged from doing this.
I guess set an example. Yeah, and Gas Man, what'd you do with the money?
I'm with the psychic. I'm throw the case out, like Billy said. You shouldn't have given her the money anyway. Buyer beware.
There you go. And PWs?
I was the first one to answer, so I don't even remember what I said.
Yeah, either. That's why I asked you again.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Is this the second topic?
No. Well, that's the first case. This is still the first topic. Oh, but there's going to be multiple
first topic.
Cases.
Yeah, the first case.
Well,
thanks, Bill.
Don't go in as a unified lawyer agency. So I am going to side with the woman. Who says, get out of here? Not the woman who says,
shut up, Spike.
I'm not giving Rest $25,000 or whatever you're asking for. Get the step in. Right.
I don't know about this, man. It sounds like she really played with him big time.
Oh, yeah. She's obviously.
Miss Adams herself was actually the person responsible for his distress, messing with his head big time. Yes. I think. She should be slammed with, she should lose this suit, in my opinion.
Right.
She caused distress trying to suck more money out of him. He didn't pay up. She didn't do anything she promised. She was bad news.
But then I'm sure that Adams did not say satisfaction guarantee your money back.
Of course she did.
Come on. No, she told him.
He's a fraud.
She told him, Yeah, she told him that his ex-girlfriend hired a witch who put a curse on him.
So she looked up the case too.
Yeah.
She set him up to make him totally crazy and insane to probably get more money out of him to fix things. And I'm saying no.
So how
she
about
should
this?
Pay big time for her predatory behavior.
Okay, so when you ever at a supermarket and you're getting ready to check out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have all these little candies and trinkets and stuff.
Sure.
And newspapers right there at the end
at
of
the checkout to tempt you. Yes.
They're put right there.
Impulse buying.
Get that last little quarter out of you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing that the psychic did.
Yeah, but those candy bars aren't threatening me with unhappiness in my life.
Sometimes.
If I don't buy them.
Sometimes people eat too many candy bars.
Well, that happens. Yeah.
Sugar.
Yeah.
You know.
Get a stomach ache.
Yeah, really. You know, all that can happen. So this is just that I think Adam, she provided candy for the guy. He took it and ate it. So I say, what's your name? Kim, you won't work on this case with us, but you know, we'll give you, we'll maybe work on the next case with us. All right. So we all going to get Adam's.
Kim's assuming she didn't do the best she could, that she was tricking him.
Yeah.
I'm saying, she's just filling his head with a whole bunch of garbage.
Billy, do you think she tricked him?
Learning the additional stuff, I do think she conned him.
Yeah.
But I don't
think, that's worse than tricking.
I don't think he gets damages. If anything, he should get his $5,100 back, and then the state should charge her with fraud.
Okay, so y'all think the whole
you're with Kim then?
Kind of.
Yeah.
All right, so let's the people that are going with against the psychic, you think they should be out of business?
Oh yeah. 100%.
Totally.
In your opinion, I understand the voices and opinion is skewed by Kim and Billy are not representative of the Spike on the Mic show. All right, go.
What? What?
Just saving the brand.
We're doing the best we can.
Do you have a special relationship with this Miss Adams, Spike?
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah.
No, I just think that, you know, gypsies and car salesmen, you know, that's their job.
Gypsies and car. You can't even use that word, Spike.
Spike, you keep making me spray beer on my keyboard.
I am sorry. All right. Well, we'll have to just agree that this may be a hung jury.
No.
Wait a minute.
No. We're not all tall, so we can't all be hung. Yeah.
Two, four. Sheesh. Okay. So we got quarter two. All right. Well, yeah. Again, let's go to docket number two.
Docket number two.
A picture is worth a million words.
A picture is worth a million words.
I said $1 million. All right.
$1 million.
You guys know who Lisa Rinna is?
Do you guys know? Yes. Oh, I should stop.
Yes.
She's married to the guy.
She played Billy.
I don't know why I do who that is.
She played Billy Reid on Days of Our Lives back in the day. She is gorgeous.
What? What?
Yeah.
What?
She played Billy Reid. She played Billy Reid on Days of Our Lives back in
the early 90s.
And she's married to Harry Hamlin.
That's what I was trying to figure that part out. All right, so there's a story going around that her is she's in a little bit of a hot water right now, and I need the judge, jury, and executioners to give me your opinion on this.
Oh man,
wouldn't mind being in a hot tub with her.
Do the best I can.
Do the best you can. Well, she says, I've always been had a symbiotic relationship with these people. I've always been kind to them. It's nice. If you're in the business, it's part of the game if you're in the business. I'm going to reveal that.
Oh, okay.
So she says, my kids have lived with them, lived with them jumping out of bushes in Malibu. We've already had a good relationship with them. She says, this is why it's shocking to me. What's shocking to her, you ask? That the paparazzis are filed a lawsuit against her, and she's been there for posting pictures that the paparazzi took of her
on her Instagram.
Instagram, right. So BackGrid, which is the agency that's representing the paparazzis, they're saying that she doesn't have, she's in violation of the copyright infringements or something like that. And she's fighting back saying, y'all just trying to capitalize, not capitalize, y'all being y'all trying to take advantage of the COVID situation where normally the celebrities and stars are out and now they're not making as much money doing paparazzi pictures because they're hard to recognize the celebrities and stars because they've been wearing masks or they're not going out. But so the paparazzi company is suing her for $1.2 million in damages.
For what? For what reason?
Yeah. Because she posted pictures that the paparazzi took of her on her Instagram.
Wow.
Right. And the paparazzi people are saying that she's weaponizing the Copyright Act, which I don't understand.
Yeah.
So
you got to make a judgment on this.
Right. So my question to the resistance fighters as judge, juries, and the execution is who do you side with? Do you side with BackGrid, the paparazzi people, or do you side with Leanne Rhimes, whatever her name is.
Lisa Rinna.
Oh. I like that you come up with Leanne Rhimes, though, because she's a real person.
Yeah.
She is.
All right. So let's start out
interesting.
With
interesting.
This is going to be an easy answer here.
Yeah.
Gas man.
Gas man.
I'm siding with the beautiful and talented Miss Lisa Rinna, even though technically it is. They're saying that their pictures are their property, the paparazzi's, and she is using their property without their permission. Right. But it is her likeness. It's still her picture on her Instagram page.
Yeah, she's the subject. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So I think it'll be thrown out. I'm sorry, Lisa Rinna.
All right. So Billy?
Yeah, same thing. Same reason that it's her likeness, so she can do with it what she wants. And the paparazzi business is predatory. They like literally stalk them and they get away with it. They get away with it because they say that they're the press, even though they're selling those photos. They say that they're the press. So because you're a celebrity, I can take a picture of you. They're not given permission to take pictures of the celebrities at all. So hell no. They're paparazzi people. If they lost money, sorry, you're a predator and you're awful.
But saying that
almost like a psychic.
Yeah, almost like a psychic.
Yeah. I don't know. I want.
Go ahead, Kim.
I want to agree with Billy, but.
But what?
I don't think the law is on her side here. I have a feeling that she's going to lose this suit. I think it does belong to them if they've copyrighted the images. And even though it's her likeness, I don't think she has any legal rights to it. And I think the laws probably need to change, but I don't think the law is on her side.
Okay. So you ruling that she's going to have to end up paying $1.2 million?
Well, I don't know about whether or not that amount is realistic for
that's
what
absurd.
She did.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be a ruling in her favor. No.
Boyce?
Wow. I was totally with Billy just up to a minute ago.
Wow.
You hate to be in a court.
I get the idea that, like, if Marilyn Monroe hired somebody to take – no, somebody hired Marilyn Monroe to take nude pictures of her, and they published those and everything, and then she took those same pictures and published herself on the internet.
Nope. She doesn't have the right to them.
Well, but wait a minute. Marilyn Monroe was paid, right? She was paid for that.
You can get paid to be photographed.
Yeah,
that's different.
Course.
That's different, though. That's different. Old
yeah,
different
but
animal.
You don't own the pictures. So I've gotten photographed at different events, but I didn't own the picture. I have no right to those pictures. If I want them, I can buy them, but they're watermarked and they belong to the person who took the pictures.
Okay.
Right, yep. But I think that makes a difference if somebody's paid for the pictures and if they're not. I mean, it's
two different things.
Likeness. Right. Just because somebody takes a snapshot doesn't mean I can't put that same snapshot on the internet. I don't think, unless they paid me for it.
Right.
Lisa Rinna wasn't paid. they'd stalk them and take pictures without her permission.
Right.
Exactly.
That makes a difference. I really think that makes a difference.
All right, PW, what do you think?
I think that they did not have her permission to take those pictures. Therefore, she has every right to publish them in her protest about them.
That's what I agree with that. But here's something that I need. Maybe you guys can answer this.
Okay.
When you in public, you don't have a right of privacy at all.
Right. Second, fine. Yeah.
Second point on this, how did she get the pictures from the paparazzis to post them?
See, this is what they probably posted it. It was like on the TMZ website.
They published them. Yeah.
So they published them. She just took published pictures and she posted them on. Yeah, she grabbed them and reposted them on Instagram. So, and they want $1.2 million for that. Where they're just spreading their pictures.
That's just absurd.
Yeah, but they're probably watermarked.
Yeah, but they're not losing revenue by her publishing those pictures.
I'm watermarked. Nobody cares.
But my question is, if she got them from a public entity, then she just reposted them. Why is there a copyright infringement?
Yeah, but you're not allowed. You're not actually allowed to repost people's photography if it's watermarked. They have every right to charge you.
It's true.
For the things that they published.
The use of the pictures.
It could be anything, of anything. It could be of a celebrity, of nature, of my foot. It doesn't matter. If I copyright a picture and I publish it on a public site and you copy it and you post it on yours, I can say, no, I'm sorry, take that down. It belongs to me. And you have to take it down.
That's odd because...
Do you really have to take it down, Bill? Kim?
I mean, or get charged. If I have enough money to hire a lawyer, I can make sure that you get charged.
So all those pictures of the Mona Lisa, people can say take all those down?
Mona Lisa copyrighted?
Yes. You can't take pictures of the Sistine Chapel then publish and then put it on your Instagram. You can't do that. Apparently, there's a Japanese company that actually owns that image in Italy, and you owe them copyright if you publish them on your Instagram.
What if I just take a picture of 15 chapels?
That was free. That was public domain.
Good Lord.
I can do all 16.
How long have you had that one in the holster?
Every time I hear
it's the Sistine Chapel, but you know.
They own the rights to any image of the Sistine Chapel.
They do. This company owns any image. It was not. Come about in a very strange way. But yes, there's a Japanese company that owns any image of the Sistine Chapel.
And if you're in the Sistine Chapel and you're pointing a camera up, they'll come club you in the head with a billy club.
You just can't put it on the internet, right?
You can't take a picture
in any way, and you're not even supposed to take photography in there at all.
So Kim, what if you're not allowed to make money off of it, or you're not allowed to put it?
You're not allowed to publish it in any way.
So
I'm not allowed to, like, if I had my own YouTube channel, I can't like make a lovely video of Billy cooking dinner, and then put like Nickelback music in the background without owing Nickelback money.
First of all, that would never happen. Because there would never be Nickelback on a video of me, and I would sue you if you put Nickelback on a video with me.
Is Nickelback a band? Is Nickelback a band or is that the movie?
Nickelback is a band.
The group. Oh, a band, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, well, so I have no idea out of the six of us that are here. I don't know what the verdict is, whether it's, a hung jury or we have a decision that Leanne Rimes is going to have to pay. Lisa Rimes.
Lisa Rinna.
Lisa
Rinna. R-I-N-N-A. How would you pronounce that?
Leanne Rimes.
Yeah, really? Do you think like, if you spelled it made a difference?
No, I know it didn't.
No, Leanne Rimes is correct. Yes.
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
did the Japanese company pay for the rights to the Sistine Chapel?
Did they? Did you look it up?
I don't know.
I know, I didn't. But right. If they did, they had to pay for the rights. They couldn't just have it for free, right?
I honestly don't know the background to it. I just know that there's a Japanese company that owns the rights to those images.
Japanese company went, that's my car first.
Yeah.
And when they did that, it was their, that's theirs. You know, first one said it, that's my car, you get to keep it.
Right. And there could only be two people on this panel, part of a hung jury.
NHK. NHK owns the images, the photographic and film rights. It's a Japanese media company.
Wait, what do you mean? Okay, thanks. What do you mean, sorry, Spike, for what?
What Paul said.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey,
sorry, Spike.
Hey, beep that out, PW.
Beep that out.
All right, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right, here we go. Have we changed topics before? I don't know. Perhaps. Here we are on the Spike and the Mike Show.
All right, I'd like to call this topic here, what? No, pick one.
What? Okay, what? Pick one.
Pick one. You know, in this times of this crazy world here, I was driving around and I was thinking about some things. So I said, hey, I wonder what the resistance fighters would do on this. So sure. I'm going to ask you something and you guys explain which one would it be. If you, here's the question, and tell me why. Right. If you had to get rid of one of these things, which one would it be and why? If you had to get rid of your cell phone, your car, or your television, which one would it be? Now, just think about a minute. If you had to get rid of one of these things, which one would you get rid of? The voice of reason, where'd he go? All right. So we have to pick him last. So let's start out with you, PW.
Get rid of himself.
I would get rid of what is it? My car,
your cell phone, or your television?
Television. You get rid of television? Why?
Really?
Because I need my cell phone, and I need my car. I don't need my television.
All right, gas man.
That's easy for me since I haven't had a license in almost 2 years. I get rid of my car. I found that I can get along pretty well in life without a car. So, yeah, I can get rid of my car.
Wow. Does your car even start?
No, I don't have it anymore. I sold it.
Oh,
yeah, really? All right, then, Billy's?
I would choose my car as well.
Because?
To get rid of?
Yeah, I mean, it would suck not having the car, but I love my TV. I love watching stuff.
How would
on
you
my
get to work?
And playing
video games. How would you get to work?
Yeah,
the bus.
Oh, you have a bus. See, not everybody has a bus.
No, this only pertains to her though. So we do not say
no. I understand that, but you know, one of the reasons I kept my car is because I can't go anywhere without my car. Huh.
That's true.
Okay. All right, and I'm saving you for last, Kim, because you said it's easy. All right, voice of reason, if you had to get rid of one of these things, car, oh, God.
Why are you even asking me this question?
Yeah, car phone, cell, or television.
I know which one he's going to say.
As I was saying it.
All right, I'm going to, everybody thinks I'm going to get rid of my cell phone, hold your right hand up.
Oh, that's my left hand.
your other right hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well known that I don't need a cell phone.
Can you show the viewing audience your cell phone?
No, because actually it expired.
You mean it broke? Because it expired.
Yeah, and now I actually don't have one.
Wow, that's even better. So just hold up an empty hand.
He had a flip phone.
Yeah.
My 15-year-old flip phone, I can do without even that.
Wow. Yeah, since it doesn't work anymore.
Serious. All right. And so Kim Burley, one of these three things, cell phone, car, or television, and why?
So it has to be like which one I would get rid of in the real world, not which one I would want to get rid of.
Right.
Oh.
In an imaginary world.
Sure.
In a world that would be perfect for me.
In a world.
In a world.
Do both. Do both.
Or Kimberly doesn't have one of these three objects.
in a word.
I mean, I think I would definitely get rid of my television.
Yes, all right.
You get rid of, you can live without the TV.
Yes.
I could live without my television.
Kim agrees with me, like, so I'm giving her a ding.
You can watch on a laptop like I'm watching the fights right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I would love to get rid of my vehicles. I would love to never ever have to drive ever again.
Oh.
Ever.
I love driving on this. No.
No. Yeah. I'd rather be in a train, have somebody drive me somewhere.
Or have a transporter like Star Trek, where I just decide, I want to have dinner with Kim, and I just beam over to Kim's. Yeah.
Yeah. If I were to, like, suddenly, if I would have a windfall, tons of money come my way, that would probably be the only thing that I would, like, splurge on. Have somebody else drive. Forever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Really? Wow. All right.
So do you have any great poupon?
Exactly.
Yeah. That way I can worry about my mustard instead of driving. 100%.
Even though now my selection would be the TV, although it would hurt me to death because I don't read. So, but I love.
No. No, there's no way you don't read.
I know
you're just so literate.
But yeah, I would miss it, but I don't think I could function without my car. And unfortunately, in this world, you need your cell phone to communicate with people. Or I think voice, maybe real people. I don't know if voice is able to do it. But the majority of us said our television, right? No, Billy, Kim said car. Billy, what'd you say?
I said car.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, Billy, I think you could, right? Could you take a bus to work?
She could. And,
I couldn't visit mom and dad, though.
Yeah. No, here's the thing.
No, if I was back living in New York City,
yeah.
A car would have gone
instantly.
Yeah.
No,
you don't need a car. Yeah.
But
car's a liability.
Exactly, yeah.
So what did you say, Doug?
What did I say?
He said TV.
TV.
Yeah, TV.
Wow.
Yeah.
The other two things I need.
Fan too.
Yeah. But I think that now I might be leaning towards the car because they have Ubers now, right?
Yeah. They do. They do have Ubers, yeah.
Lyft
yeah, too. But you know who drives Ubers? Bill Schmutz. Huh? So, you know, you don't really want to be picked up by him. Yeah.
So I guess.
I can say that because he's not here.
Nope, I still want my car. Still want my car.
Well, smart cars are coming.
Yeah, I want to be able to go and come as I free.
No, they're not.
No, yeah. They'll always be cars. Cars will always be stupid.
Coming. They're on their way.
Amen.
Yes.
Cars will always be stupid.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, then, we're getting close to the end. We don't have time to do our other segment. Oh. So what we're going to have to do now is go ahead and identify what the big word of the day is.
And
the big word of the day was...
What? Wait.
Vestige. Vestige. Vestige.
I know. I played the audio.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Vestige. I know. I shouldn't have played that. I don't know. My finger just went towards the button when you said the big A word.
Oh. All right. So, vestige. Nicely. Billy, you came in a long time.
I was first.
I'll be nice. All right. So the people who said they know what the word, big A word of the day is, Billy said she did, PW.
Yep.
And the voice of reason.
Yes.
Those three people. What do you think it is, PWs?
It's something that's left over.
Yeah.
It's something that remains right. Behind.
Billy, what do you think?
I wasn't willing to
Yeah, like a trace of something.
Yeah.
Evidence of something. It's something, a vestige of a former lifetime.
Voice?
Seeds. They're left over from a vestigable.
Yeah. He's funny.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You guys were right. I'm reading the definition, and I guess it does apply. It says a vestige. What is it? How you pronounce it?
Vestige.
Thank you. Yeah, a vestige is a trace, mark, or visible sign left by something lost or vanished.
Exactly. Did you hear me say leftover?
Yeah, I think here's the thing I understand. Correct.
And I said trace.
Yes.
And I said vegetable.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And one quick one. If it's left over by something vanished, how do you see it?
Because there's a vestige.
It's a little bit left.
That remains.
There's like a tiny little bit left. Something vanished, but there's a little bit left.
Yeah.
I wasn't willing to guess before, but the thing that came to my mind was slime left behind by a slug.
Nice, yeah. Okay. A vestige, yeah.
But I wasn't willing. I was afraid, like, no, maybe I don't know what it means.
Yes.
So,
you were right, though.
I always consider myself to be a vestige of my former self.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. There's just a tiny bit left of what I once was.
Yeah. See, I was thinking more of this thing, and tell me if I'm right. Well, you tell me anyway. A footprint. Is a footprint a vestige?
It could be, yes.
Like the footprint of Bigfoot.
Yeah. That it's just a vestige of Bigfoot. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. See? I brought it home to the people who didn't understand it.
Yeah. So,
you brought it home.
Yes, really.
Done brought it home.
Bringing it home.
Open Gangnam Style.
Oh, I hate that song. You know this.
Yeah, of course I know that. Why do you think I play it?
She jumped right in.
I was all excited.
Yeah.
That's
not enough of the song.
That song is forbidden on the show.
Oh, okay.
Open Gangnam Style.
Yeah. So,
W. Yes.
When you spit up beer, spit on that button.
Spit on that button. That is actually one of the buttons I spit on. I'm surprised it didn't go off. Yeah.
And then it would have just been, you wouldn't have been able to turn it off. That would have been.
That would have been the whole show. Open Gangnam Style. Yeah. Oh, that would have been great.
We'd have been throwing computers at each other all day. All right, so let's go around the room, ladies and gentlemen, and ask what stuck with you today. And we'll start out with you, Gas Man. What stuck with you tonight?
It stuck with me is not only did I find out that there's a 15th chapel, I want to go try to find a 17th chapel now. Good Lord, learn something new every day.
They out there everywhere, man. It's like if you got, I mean, the guy got tired after chapter 15. He said, "I'm making one more chapel, then I'm done." He's 60. Y'all ain't pay me for all your damn chapel.
Oh, he cracked himself up. He popped himself on that one. Why did I bring it? Why did I bring it up?
Chapels. That's all you pay for.
Should have left it alone.
All right, Billy, what's stuck with you tonight?
That I think that paparazzi are predators.
Predators.
They're terrible.
Yeah, really. Voice of Reason, what's stuck with you tonight?
For people that are listening on the radio, we can see one another. And Billy, like half a second in the Gangnam style,
yes,
was dancing
immediately,
animalistic response.
Exactly, just,
boom was there.
All right, PW, what's stuck with you tonight?
That you apparently believe in fortune tellers.
Yes, really. Yeah. And listen, we need to have more of this on the show. We need to have more. Kimberly, what stuck with you tonight?
I should never let a psychic take my picture.
Winner. Oh, man. She totally got that.
Oh, that's good. That was pulled us off, man. We have to see what the future holds and how we're going to do this thing. So I need to talk this after the show offline. If we're going to stay with this time or do a different time. Thanks, guys, for playing. Thanks for participating. We got 35 more seconds, so let's flip a basser.
Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Filibuster. 20 seconds.
Filler bluster. This is the Spike on the Mic.
Filler bluster.
Filler bluster. Yeah. Exactly.
Is that a rogue right.
First, first you got to get a bluster.
A new word for the Spike Dictionary.
Told y'all I don't read.
Filler bluster.
Yeah.
Filler bluster.
One.